This is James Zahn, Senior Editor of The Toy Book, bringing you the Toy Report for Thursday, May 2nd, 2019. Experiences are the future, and Mattel just announced a big one for families with kids ages 4 to 10. The company revealed plans to create its first multi-branded family entertainment centers featuring Hot Wheels, Barbie, and Mega Constructs, offering immersive hands-on play experiences that marry Mattel's brands to physical and digital play. The centers will begin a global rollout in 2020. Additionally, Mattel expanded its licensing agreement with Disney to produce all new toys for the entire Pixar Animation Studios catalog beginning next year. Playmonster bolsters its game lineup with Set Enterprises acquisition. The Wisconsin-based Playmonster continues to increase its presence in the game aisle with the acquisition of Set Enterprises, a company that gained global presence with a lineup of family and educational games, including Set, Quiddler, Five Crowns, Karma, Wordspiel, and Zangle. Spin Master and Big Potato partner for North American distribution. The companies entered into a three-year agreement for Spin Master to market more than 15 existing Big Potato titles in the U.S. and Canada, plus the launch of new games such as the retro video store-themed Blockbuster.
Okay.
Anki, the consumer robotics company behind the Toyota Cosmo, Vector, and the Anki Overdrive racing platform, is no more. Just a few years ago, the company was a much buzzed about startup, receiving cash infusions from the likes of JP Morgan as its toys made hot toy lists. Hasbro kicks off Transformers 35th anniversary with Angela Bassett.
How are you? More than meets the eye.
That's the question Hasbro posits in a new campaign in honor of the 35th anniversary of the Transformers franchise. Warner Brothers' Wizarding World of Harry Potter continues to expand with five new LEGO Harry Potter building sets and a long-rumored advent calendar set to hit stores late this summer. It's officially time to play all May. The Genius of Play kicked off its month-long celebration of play, furthering the organization's overall mission to educate families about the benefits of unstructured play.
Play isn't just fun and games. It's also critical to raising healthy and happy children. Through play, kids learn how to solve problems, manage their emotions, relieve stress, and more. To learn about the benefits of play, go to thegeniusofplay.org.
Representation is important, and Faber-Castell believes that every color in the world should be recognized and drawable. The company worked with makeup artists to design a set of six skin color pencils that can be blended together so that kids can create any skin tone they desire, making it fun to draw themselves and their friends as realistically as possible. Boss Fight Studio is getting into the ring with some legendary luchadors. Working with Fangirl Consulting and Brand Management, Boss Fight Studio inked a deal to design and market a complete line of all-new action figures, carry cases, roleplay, and blind packs featuring the likenesses of heroic luchadors whose IP rights are managed by Masked Republic.
Is Snake Mountain ready to take on He-Man?
Super 7 launches their Masters of the Universe Snake Mountain playset. 4 years after it made its debut at Comic-Con International San Diego, the massive Masters of the Universe Snake Mountain playset is up for pre-order. The highly detailed version of Skeletor's lair stands 36 inches tall and spans a massive 48 inches wide.
Snake Mountain, new from the Masters of the Universe collection. Action figures each sold separately.
Additionally, Super 7 celebrated Alien Day with the launch of new reaction figures and pennants based on Ridley Scott's 1979 film and the franchise that followed. From the Pop Insider, Funimation celebrates its 25th anniversary in style. The Sony Pictures Television subsidiary was originally founded back in 1994 to bring Dragon Ball Z to America. It's since grown into a leading global distributor of more than 600 anime titles, providing everything from the Funimation Now streaming service to must-have merch. The year-long celebration will include events, exclusive fan offers, and more. Following a year-long absence, a wide range of vehicles from Greenlight Collectibles are back on shelves and pegs at Toys R Us Canada. Additionally, the company inked a deal with Morgan Creek to produce die-cast replicas based on vehicles from the Ace Ventura movies.
Power Rangers.
Yes, the latest iteration of the Power Rangers franchise adds a new Ranger with the debut of Nate Silva, who enters the battle as the Gold Ranger. The series airs on Nickelodeon, while the new range of Power Rangers toys is in stores now. Mattel is making progress, but there's still a long road ahead, one that company leadership is well aware of. The El Segundo-based toymaker reported its first quarter earnings, surprising analysts and watchers with better-than-expected performance, thanks to smaller-than-expected overall losses. On a call with investors, Yanan Kreiz, chairman and CEO of Mattel, reaffirmed that the short-term goal is to achieve flat revenue after five straight years of decline.
This is a multi-year turnaround, and there is still a lot of work to do. I continue to be inspired by the commitment, resilience, and capabilities of our organization as we transform Mattel into an IP-driven, high-performing toy company.
Bill and Juliana Rancic team up with learning resources to support STEM. The Rancics, known for their reality series and restaurants, along with Juliana's red carpet presence and Bill's win on the first season of The Apprentice, have partnered with Learning Resources to raise awareness for one of their other passions, early STEM play for kids. To dig deeper on these stories and more, be sure to visit toybook.com, your leading source for toy industry news, commentary, and more. We know play.